Good evening, everyone. It says, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this December 10th, 2025 special town meeting of the town of Canton. My name is Melissa Zills, and I'm tonight's town meeting moderator. Madam Town Clerk, would you please read the call?
Town of Canton Special Town Meeting, Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. Notice is hereby given to the electors of the town of Canton and those qualified taxpayers lawfully entitled to vote in the town Canton Town Meetings pursuant to Section 7-6 of the Connecticut General Statutes that a town meeting will be commenced on Wednesday, December 10th, 2025 at 7 p.m. in Room B with overflow in Room F located at the Canton Public Library and Community Center, 40 Dyer Avenue, Canton, Connecticut, to consider and take action on the following question. Shall the town of Canton appropriate $341,483 from the town's undesignated fund balance for the purpose of funding a deficit in the fiscal year 24-25 Board of Education expenditure account, dated at Canton, Connecticut, the second day of December 2025, Board of Selectmen? I hereby certify that on December 2nd, a copy of the foregoing warning and notice was left with Tracy Morocco, town clerk. I further certify on December 4th, 2025, a copy of said warning and notice was published in the Hartford Courant, a newspaper having a circulation in said town. I further certify on December 4th, a copy of said warning and notice was posted on the town's website and all other places designated by charter. I further certify that all of the above acts were done at least 5 days before the holding of said meeting on December 10th, 2025. First Selectman Kevin Witkos.
Thank you, Ms. Morocco. I'll now recognize our First Selectman Kevin Witkos for purposes of a motion.
Thank you, Madam Moderator. I move that the town of Canton appropriate $341,483 from the town's undesignated fund balance for the purpose of funding a deficit in the fiscal year 2024-2025 Board of Education expenditure account.
Thank you, Mr. Witkos. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Barton. And I'll now recognize our Chief Administrative Officer, Mark Penny, for the purpose of an explanation.
Okay.
Don't know if this battery's going to work. Okay, so the question is, as it stands, there was a deficit in the Board of Education's budget for the amount that was read, and we have to make an allocation from the undesignated fund balance to cover that deficit. Deficit was primarily quantified after last year's audit for the fiscal year. Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Penny. Thank you. We have a motion and a second, and you've heard the explanation. It's time for your comments. If you wish to speak, please rise if you're able and clearly state your name and address. And just for purposes of housekeeping, all remarks must be addressed through the moderator, who will then recognize the subject of the comment or question. Does anyone wish to remark or question?
Lisa Coggins, A&R Drive. I do have a question. In December of 2024, the Board of Selectmen, at their December 2023 meeting, allocated $120,000 of ARPA funds to town hall renovations for the reconfiguration of offices that would provide space for Board of Education. I don't know how much money was spent on the renovation of those offices. I don't know if that was budgeted for in the 2024-25 year or if it's budgeted for in this year, 2025-26. So I would like the answer to that question.
Thank you, So I'm not sure if Mr. Penny is able to answer that question or if the Board of Education would answer that question.
So I believe that question falls outside the parameters of the question that we're here to discuss tonight, I believe.
Well, it's just that funds, if they were allocated for in the 2024-25 budget.
So ARPA.
Because the decision wasn't made until the end, you know, in the middle of that budget cycle. So perhaps those funds to renovate town hall offices, which was unexpected, could have been used for special education funding. So this is what the expenses.
So you're talking about two different budgets. We're not here to talk about the Board of Selectmen's.
No, I
budget.
Know. I'm talking about Board of Education renovated offices in town hall.
They didn't. That was the Board of Selectmen. First of all, it was ARPA funds, which,
yes,
if I understand correctly, fell under the purview of the Board of Selectmen. We're,
yes,
simply here to talk about the
Board
deficit
education.
In the Board of,
yes,
Education.
Board of Education.
We can talk about this another time. It's just tonight we're here to talk
no,
about
No, Board that. Of Education renovated offices in Town Hall, in the Fire Marshal's office, and they moved into the First Selectman's office and the town elector's office.
All right, I think I stated my argument enough. I'll turn it over to the Board of Education,
okay,
if they have a different answer.
Thank you.
You have 10 minutes.
Sure.
So ARPA funds are designated for a specific use. Those ARPA funds were town ARPA funds.
Right.
Okay. The specific use could not be to fund an operating deficit for the Board of Education.
The Board of Education renovated offices in Town Hall. Where did they get that money from? And when did they do the renovations?
Thank you. The Board of Education did not actually do the renovation. It's a town building, just as the schools are town buildings. And the town funds renovations, either through large capital or through bonded projects or through grants. So the town renovated the town hall using town ARPA funds that were designated for that purpose or purposes such as that. Those funds are not designated to fund operating deficits.
Okay, because at hour 1 hour and 16 minutes into the meeting on December 23rd, Tim Legit asked, what will the cost of the renovations to town hall offices be for the Board of Education? And Mr. Witko said, that's on them. So the Board of Education didn't contribute to those renovations? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for the clarification.
Ray Gagnon, 17 High Hill Road. I guess my simple question is, we had a budget and we spent more on what? In you know, my ignorance might, but just this explanation of how you spend $340,000 more than you were budgeted.
Hi, so thank you for the question, Jordy Tusak, Board of Education. These are special education funds. So what happens is we had new students come into the district. So when we are budgeting for that, we are budgeting for the students and the special needs of our students that we currently have. We had new students come into the district, and because of that, we had $341,000 over what we had budgeted because of that.
That's a lot of students. How much is it? Well, I know students cost a lot per year, and just the average student, not special needs or special education. So we're talking 10 students, 20, 50? I mean, it seems...
Okay.
So to put it simple, for special education students, a student can range from $100,000 all the way up to $250,000 due to transportation and due to tuition. So it's nothing that we can control, that the student through their PPT process with their individualized education plan has something that we cannot service them within schools. By law, we are required to provide them a plan. And as we reported since last July to the Board of Finance, this was an unanticipated. We budget for what we know, and we had I'll say approximately 5 students that came in that we did not know.
So 5 students equated to 340.
It actually equated to more, Mr. Gagnon, and we actually had to offset. It was a larger deficit at the time. We actually had to offset the general education budget to the special education funding. And this is something that, for the whole community to understand, this is something that we report out to the Board of Finance every single month, and we're in a deficit for the current year based upon that we had students move into the district that we just didn't predict. So it's a conversation that the Board of Education is having with the Board of Finance of how do you prepare. But it was also mentioned very wisely at the last Board of Finance for us to work with the state of Connecticut and lobby with the state of Connecticut and our legislators, because special education is not funded at 100%. Right. Special education is, we are reimbursed up to, and let Anna explain this, 4 times our per pupil expenditure. So Canton expenditure, let's say, is $28,000. The state roughly gives us $100,000 per student. So that's not even covering the full amount of what it costs us.
So we realistically could be over budget every year because for the same reason we are this year.
You are absolutely correct. Unless there's a, and that's the conversation that we're having with the Board of Finance. So for the past several years, the Board of Education has been over.
There's got to be a solution to this because we just keep spending. I'm preaching to the choir. Yep. I understand.
Nobody's going to disagree with you with that.
But, okay.
Thank you, Mr. Gagnon.
Thanks.
Any other questions? Okay, hearing no other questions, I will try your minds by voice vote. All those in favor, say yes.
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 All those opposed, say no.
No.
Could I, I'm sorry, I did hear some no's, but can I, I'm going to repeat the question. All those in favor, please raise your hand, yes. Thank you. And all those opposed, please raise your hand for no. Thank you very much. The yeses have it, and the motion is passed. There being no further business before this special town meeting, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Wickos. And a second?
Second.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor, say yes.
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 And all those opposed, say no. The motion carries, and this town meeting stands adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.